from KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is independent curator and arts writer, Essence Harden. Hey, Essence.
Hi.
Essence is a consulting curator for Mothership, Voyage into Afrofuturism at the Oakland Museum. And right now we're going to hear there are suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay or at home. First up is Maya K's Black Film Archive. This archive has black films that you can stream dating from 1915 to 1979. Maya Kade is an audience strategist and clearly a film lover. She started building this archive last summer. Essence, tell me more about this. The website is amazing.
Yeah, for things to do at home, this is certainly one of them. There's like, you know, over 100 movies, and it's from 1915 to 79, and it may increase, but there are certainly more films that will be produced or like put on the website between 1915 and 1979. And so I just found out about this like a month or so ago, and I'm really excited about it. Essentially, it's just a way, you know, a lot of black films are really hard to have access to, especially early on in the beginning of the 20th century. And so I love that it's here. I love that it's accessible, you know, where if you have a laptop or access to a computer. And I can't believe it exists. I'm really excited.
I am too. And just like I said, just looking at the few images I saw, yeah, it's really exciting just to see films from back in the day. That's the blackfilmarchive.com. Check out their website, and donations are very, very welcome. And the music you're hearing is by your next pick, Essence. It's the mixtape Chuck the Third by DJ Jahari and Super Sport Low. The record has a sound of like old school R&B, hip hop with some electronica in there. Now, Essence, I see you know one of the artists in the group very well.
Tell I'm me married more. To one of them. I'm married to Jahari, and Jahari is a vinyl DJ, and he also does like music consulting for film and TV. And so this is a little side project he has with his friend Lo, and they just make it's a beat tape, and it's kind of classic and old school in that way. You can find it on Bandcamp, but you can also get a physical copy, I think, through Data Exchange, which is their record label. And it's just good. You know, I'm married to him, but I listen to it a lot by myself, and it really hits.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. And how long have they been together? How long have they made music together?
Yeah, I think for a couple of years, and this is their third iteration. So I think all three tapes have come out maybe like 6 months or so apart. Mm-hmm. And then obviously with COVID, there was, you know, whatever kind of downstream on that. But yeah, a couple of years.
That's the mixtape Chuck the Third by DJ Jahari and Super Sport Low. You can get it on Bandcamp. And your final pick has been getting a lot of love from Sights and Sounds guests. MOAD reopens October 20th with three solo exhibitions from Amaoka Boafo, Sam Vernon, and Sydney Kane. All are great artists. Amaoka Boafo is a Ghanaian artist. Sam Vernon and Sydney Kane are both based in the Bay Area. Anything you want to say about these artists, Essence, to give us a reason why to check it out? I saw some stuff on the web, and they're amazing. I love Sydney Kane, so...
Yeah, I mean, Sydney is in our exhibition for Mothership. It's the mural that is a part of the entrance. And also, I will say that MOAD's been closed for over a year because of COVID and because of a leak. And so I don't live in the Bay Area, but I know one of my first stops coming home in October is going to be the MOAD, because all three of those artists are exceptional. Sam Vernon just moved to the East Coast to teach at Vassar. So it's really great to, like, you know, be able to see Sam's work, to see Sydney's work, and to see Amaoka in the Bay Area and taking over the entire museum for, you know, its grand reopening.
Yeah, if you've never been to MOAD, go. It's a beautiful museum. That's MOAD, and it reopens on October 20th. And you can look at some of the artists' work mentioned on their website. Will I fall? I've been speaking with Essence Harden, consultant curator for Mothership, Voyage into Afrofuturism at the Oakland Museum. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by James Rowlands and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.